So I know you guys are big into personalized license plates. It's kind of both of your deal. You have you have your radio show on a personalized
Terminator, right?
Never actually done that, but
Big Mac.
Maybe someday.
Well,
never working here though. Probably.
This story was published over the weekend. That is basically pulling together all of the rejected license plates from 2017 in the state of Texas.
All right.
So
these were, Paul, these are license plates rejected by the state of Texas.
Rejected. It says that.
Love those butt fucking blueberries.
They heavily attempt to prevent political statements. So you can't have no Trump. You can't have no Obama. You can't have deport me. It also says you can't have enslave, which means someone asked for it.
Oh, my.
But what's the logic there? Like, if somebody wants that, it's not like you're putting it on someone else's car. If you want that license plate, like, talk me through this. Why is this bad? There's a white guy that's got it on his car or something, and it's funny to him?
So I just want to know, the platform you're getting on is you want people to put, like, slavery stuff on their license plates.
No.
You're upset that they can't.
They can't say slavery rocks, but they can say slavery.
Oh, it could say slavery, huh?
Just that, though. Most of them are pretty silly.
Well, that's a relief.
Among them, hell nah. N-A-W.
You're not allowed to get that?
No, you can't get that with an H, or excuse me, with an E or a 3, because people also tried hell yeah with a 3 for the E.
So you just can't get hell?
I guess so.
Hell is considered...
Someone applied for I pass gas, with one S in pass.
No deal.
There was an application simply for the word farts, as well as bitch please with the vowels removed. So...
I would like to find out who is the guy who looks through all these, or is there a panel of people? Or these are our taxpayer dollars at work, right?
Yeah, and it said there were over 2,200 of them rejected.
They're making money on them, so
right,
they're paying it out of that. Certainly not your tax dollar.
It's one of those deals too, where I feel like, and I'm just going to have to call my own foul on this one. Your dad doesn't know that it's not cool. He thinks it's cool. So when he has one...
Thinks what's cool?
Like, my dad had one.
A personalized license plate?
Yeah.
A lot of people have them.
And it was...
The Regonk one is cool.
The Regonk one is great.
People will... In fact, Regonk, and then someone else has another version of Regonk, like, because they couldn't get Regonk.
Right.
Like, isn't that a... Aren't we all proud of that?
It's pretty cool.
TC, like one day, just a misspeak, and all of a sudden it's on license plates?
Somebody at DPS actually had to okay that, like, I guess.
They've looked at it, they had a question mark, and they said yeah.
Yeah, they called in a panel of experts to try to figure out what people were saying.
How do you think it plays whenever we show up with Regonk jerseys to our flag football? And every single dude in the league is like, what's that? Who's Regonk? I'm like, what's it, Ragonk? Rugonk? I'm like, you'll never understand it,
if you have to ask.
Right.
It's really not going to be worth it.
Yeah, my dad's was, and I feel like this is, he didn't know it wasn't cool. It was when my brother was in Tulane, and he had the Tulane 7, or my brother's number. And, like, he was not the only dad who had the Tulane personalized license plate when their kid was on the team.
And really,
you just don't know.
What are you getting? Like, you're never looking at it.
No, you want people to ask you about it, and you'd be like, yeah,
my son.
Boy plays quarterback. You also can't go for things such as porn star with the vowels removed. Unfortunately, dat butt was rejected.
You know what's huge where I live?
Oh, yeah. Dragon mom.
Dragon mom, dragon dad,
dragon lady.
Just lots of dragon. Like.
How do you feel about that?
Like that stupid sticker with the green dragon coming out of the state of Texas ain't enough.
At least we now do have like a repository where these people's where these people live. So whenever the revolution comes,
that's true.
You can just round them up.
We can go like, for them. Go for the guy who wanted sex drive.
Why not just make your personalized plate say "key my car"?
Right. Egg me.
Can you key cars anymore with the round key fob? Seems like
some
like
people's
keying cars is not as cool.
I bet
as
you.
You can still
I'm going to go out on a
key.
Limb and say more people still use keys in their cars than don't, Mr. Affluency.
Jeez, I know.
You and think so?
Yes, I do think so.
A retinal scan when we sit down.
So over 50% of car owners.
If 50% still don't have
but they don't
cable
stick
or satellite, then yes, way more
well,
than 50% still use keys.
That's a 20-year-old stat.
But do you not know that you have a key on yours?
Yeah, it's just in there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, I have the same keys. I'm holding it up to you
and
right
you still
now.
Have a house key if you need to get the job done.
You're saying there's a key in here if I pop it?
On the back? Or
a little,
the little
valet key in there?
That's a lot of work.
Yeah,
because
I don't know if
you're
there
fat
is.
And a poor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, there's a button. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Okay, so now I can go ahead and scratch up a car.
Yeah.
Now you can flip,
awesome.
Flip that to the valet.
Like if you see an opposing radio show.
So you give this to the valet?
No, that. The key.
Well, I don't use valets, Bob. I don't know what you do.
Oh, my gosh. Every day at work.
Well, I got stuff in that car that I don't need you rifling through my stuff.
Okay, so we did a report a couple of weeks ago about the youngest flexer of the century, Lil Tay.
Yeah, yeah.
Lil Tay, who is a 9-year-old Instagram
wow, I've never heard you
star.
So excited.
No, I was saying, when are we getting our follow-up? Because
right.
Jake made us know who she is, so now I need her narrative continued.
She's 9 years old. She's got 1.8 million followers. Here's a little bit of a sampling. She basically just gets on Instagram and throws money around in sports cars. Here's a little
Ooh,
bit.
Lil Tay be trapping out in 6-star hotels. And I got the iPhone X. What y'all broke-ass bitches have? Y'all have iPhone 5. And I'll be drinking your college tuition, bitch. Lil Tay be drinking good.
9 years old.
I got this Gucci lip roller. This shit cost me $6,000. And I'll be using it to brush off all y'all raggedy ass hoes.
So it's just
now,
a lot of that.
Lil
and she's
Tay
got
has always 1. Sounded...
1.8 million followers.
And I think this shows how stupid everybody is.
There's no doubt.
But... it feels like she's reading from a script and saying some of those words for the first time or being coached, whereas like Catch Me Outside Girl feels legit, authentic.
Right.
I think that's how she actually talks day to day.
No,
Merry
I feel like
Christmas,
like
beach.
Dr. Phil found her in her natural habitat.
I feel like this is like the Monkees compared to the Beatles, right? The Monkees were created by
okay.
By
yeah.
TV network, and Lil Tay has been created by TV network.
Like In Together, maybe.
Where Catch Me Outside Girl was the real deal.
Yeah, and so you mentioned that you think it sounds like she's being coached. Well, the person that reportedly was coaching her was her mom. Her mom's name is Angela Tien, and she is a real estate agent in Vancouver.
Hey now, Angela?
T-I-A-N.
Oh, why? Do you think I was searching it?
Just information, just a little background for you.
Okay, there we go.
So she's a Vancouver real estate agent, or she was, until her real estate agency found out that she's Lil Tay's mom, because Lil Tay has a habit of using the N-word on the internet, and they fired her. She lost her job
Man, if
at a fairly cush Vancouver real estate
agency.
Yeah,
if you're pushing real estate in Vancouver, you're doing okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting the money for those videos and those cars somewhere. They're not fake, but she flew a little too close to the sun. You want your kid to be famous on the internet? You better make sure that your name's not on it.
Is she a 30-something-year-old Asian lady?
Yeah.
Hey, you wouldn't look at her and say, wow, she's probably the mastermind behind Lil Tay.
No, she's about as normal-looking as you could imagine. Like, even Catch Me Outside Girl's mom had kind of a
you totally
hairdresser
see, yeah, it all fits.
Going on.
Yeah.
So, like, a couple weeks ago,
Honey Boo Boo's
after,
mom right. looks like Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Right.
After the story, though, we received... the outtakes of like Lil Tay, in front of a green screen.
Really?
And she was tripping a little bit. That mom was.
She wasn't nailing her lines.
Yeah, mom
really?
Was messing
I haven't
up with
seen
the,
that.
With the, yeah, they're like outtakes where she is melting down like a 9-year-old who's frustrated.
Wow.
Would when she's being coached to get the lines right or, you know, no fruit snacks for you today or whatever, you know. So those outtakes told us that the story was ending poorly. The yep. internet had decided to find Lil Tay. But what I don't understand is if this was all just someone in a living room having a laugh at society, how'd Lil Tay end up out on that sidewalk challenging Danielle Brigoli to a fist fight or whatever.
I believe TC has a theory that even that's fake. That
well,
it's
tell
all
me,
part of some
yeah, what
sort
are you
of,
saying?
It was that's the whole generated the Federated Reports as he was telling us about Woe Vicky and Lil Tay.
Yeah, they're like in Hollywood about to scrap with one
oh,
another.
Oh, and you're
they're
saying like, that was all BS.
Yeah.
I think it certainly seems like that's a possibility now. And you'll
Lil
be happy
Tay
to know.
Was flexing on her.
You'll be happy to know, Dan, that last week she had a video where she and Jake Paul were merely throwing money all over a garage and then kicking big piles of money as she got out of a Ferrari that she was revving at 9.